Today, Tommy Thompson, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, left no room for doubt about whether and when women should get mammograms.
The federal government's recommendation remains very clear. Women in their 40s and older should be screened every 1 to 2 years with mammography.
That's in line with what public health experts have been saying for years. The idea is that finding breast cancer early increases the chances of successful treatment. But late last year, Danish researchers questioned the value of mammograms. That's touched off a big debate. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this report on why mammography is being re-examined and why it's so hard to come up with a definitive answer as to whether it works.
The confusion about mammography has made many women question their assumptions about the exam. Jackie Solomon of Columbia, Maryland, is 47 years old and the mother of a third-grade boy. She's gotten mammograms on a regular basis. Several months ago, she emailed a message to her friends in support of mammography.
There are a lot of very, with it, third-grade moms, I have to tell you. And one had apparently read an article in the New York Times and said maybe we should hold off and do breast self-exam for a while.
That New York Times article last December described the work of two Danish researchers. They'd gone back and critically examined 7 large trials of mammography done over the last 30 years. 5 showed a benefit, but the researchers said there were flaws in the way those studies were done. They discarded them. In the remaining studies, they looked not just at deaths from breast cancer, but at all deaths. Peter Gutsche is one of the Danish researchers.
There was no convincing evidence that mammography screening saved lives, which is contrary, of course, to what most people have believed so far.
That led to a bitter debate in the pages of The Lancet, the medical journal that published Gutsche's research. His conclusion brought up the possibility that mammograms could actually have a detrimental medical effect. There's exposure to X-rays. When mammograms lead to diagnostic biopsies, there's a risk from surgery. Mammograms also can lead to treatment for cancers that would never have killed, and that treatment itself can be life-shortening. The debate could have given women, including Jackie Solomon, an excuse not to get a procedure that occasionally is painful and can sometimes bring bad news.
I'm big on denial. If it's any inconvenience to me or if it takes a lot of my time, I'm not that willing to do it.
But even Danish researcher Gutsche says his intention is not to cause women to automatically stop having mammograms.
I do not say in any way that here we come with the absolute truth.
Absolute truth is difficult to come by in medical science. Dr. Stephen Wolf is on the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force that endorsed mammography today.
The Danish investigators have a right to reach the conclusion that they reach, that having an imperfection in a trial makes it appropriate to reject its results. But most people who've looked at this understand that clinical trials are not perfect. Nothing in life is perfect, and scientific evidence is always an exercise in making judgments about certainty and uncertainty.
Gutsche says in some of the studies that showed benefit, the women in the group that didn't have mammograms weren't exactly the same as the women in the group who did. Wolf says the differences weren't enough to matter. Gutsche says what he was hoping was that his analysis would generate discussion.
We have now provided the basic facts, and we are awaiting for others to look at our methods and findings and then come up, hopefully, with some joint attitude to mammography screening.
Scientists don't all agree on this yet, but the National Cancer Institute, the American Cancer Society, and the task force are sticking by their recommendations in favor of mammography. Jackie Solomon is going to continue doing what she's been doing, getting mammograms.
Maybe there are lots of women like myself who will take all this information and say, okay, well, don't jump to conclusions. Let's just weigh everything and look. What else can I do?
Researchers can do more studies. In this case, the man who started the controversy, Peter Gutsche, says what would convince him once and for all of the benefits of mammography would be an 8 or 10 year study where some women get mammography and other women don't. Solomon says she wouldn't volunteer to be in such a study. She wouldn't want to risk ending up in the no mammography group. That sort of thinking could make the study hard to do in the U.S. But Gurcha says there's interest among health officials in some European countries where mammograms are not already part of routine medical care. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.